Welcome back to another episode of More Wealth Retirement Talk. I'm Shauna Moore, your retirement planning expert who loves turning chaos into clarity.
And I'm Dave, your resident retirement planner and professional dad joke distributor.
And I'm Jacqueline, here to keep these two on track, which during this Thanksgiving season is basically a full-time job in itself.
Isn't it always a full-time job for you, Jacqueline?
I plead the fifth on that one.
I think what Jacqueline meant to say is I'm so thankful for you guys.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Ditto, Jacqueline. Ditto.
Well, before we jump in, remember that you can follow our podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon, or Apple Podcasts. And you can always reach us at 833-4-MY-WEALTH or visit us at more, M-O-O-R-E, wealthtalk.com. And if you're new here, we'd love to send you a complimentary copy of my book, Retire With More. And yes, I will make sure Dave ships it with cookies.
Ooh.
Or pumpkin pie, because, you know, pumpkin pie pairs with retirement planning the way football pairs with Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Perfectly.
Yep. Of course you would say that, Dave. Except the part where your team inevitably disappoints you.
Always on Thanksgiving.
Never fails.
Never fails.
Well, before we jump in, what are your guys' plans for Thanksgiving this year?
Well, we're going to be home. Our daughter has soccer throughout the weekend, so we're going to have a pretty kind of calm Thanksgiving at home. We're going to share the cooking duties this year, though. I don't think Dave understands that
yet. We share them every year.
We're going to split it up with the kids, though, see if they
can. Yeah, the kids are going to help this year, so that'll be interesting.
All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully there's no fighting or no, you know, domestics in the household. Let's keep that out of there.
How about you?
Yes, my parents are hosting this year. So keeping it, you know, low key, I guess, and just eating all that I can and sleeping all that I want.
Don't forget the naps.
Yes, absolutely. Footballs and naps between, you know, in the commercial breaks.
Hey, power napping is a strategic skill. I've trained for it for years.
I mean, Dave, you coached baseball for 20 plus years. That does not count as nap training.
Clearly, Jacqueline, you've never coached teenagers.
Also true. I can't deny that.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But seriously, Thanksgiving is one of those moments where families, they do get together and money topics either come up naturally or they're avoided, like canned cranberry sauce. I'm not big on that, but I know some people.
Yep.
And that ties right into today's topic, aligning your finances with your life. That means your values, your family, your goals. And we pulled some great insights today from a Kiplinger article about 7 practical steps to kick off your 2026 planning. And we just wanted to kind of talk through them in real life terms.
Sounds great. Well, let's dive in.
Welcome to More Wealth Retirement Talk, where finance meets fun.
Join financial expert Shauna Moore,
sports analogy pro and dad joke king Dave Moore,
and Jacqueline Gladhill, who keeps us all on track,
as we break down retirement planning with insights,
laughs,
and a whole lot of more wisdom.
Shauna, the article starts with something that we talk about with clients all the time. Your financial plan should support your life, not the other way around.
Exactly. You know, we're not just building portfolios. What we're trying to do is what we do for our clients is helping people to sleep at night, take those trips that they've put off for 20 years. Maybe it's helping with the grandkids' college. Maybe it's volunteer, whatever truly matters to them. And that's what we want to help them with.
And what we hear over and over from new clients, especially the ones leaving those big national, you know, you're just a number type firms, we won't name any names, is that no one ever actually asked them what matters.
And they're often shocked when Shauna says, okay, what do you want retirement to feel like? That's a great question.
Or when I ask, are you actually comfortable with the risk you're taking? It's amazing how many people tell us, well, no one has ever asked me that before.
Mm-hmm. You know, we hear it constantly from people coming from those large portfolio only firms. They say things such as, you know, I wasn't invested according to my risk tolerance. There was no actual income plan. They didn't do any tax planning, even though I asked about it. They provided no Social Security or Medicare help, or, you know, I got passed off to a different person every single time I called in. I could never reach my advisor. And the bottom line is they say, I just felt like I was a number and that's all. And that's not how we do things. We're a boutique firm and we treat our clients like family. And many tell us that they learn more in the first two meetings with us than they did in 10 years with their previous advisor.
Yeah. So, and it's also about learning about yourself too. You know, you're learning all about what you feel and what you want and what you desire. And so Shauna and Dave, you guys ask the right questions. You really get down to the source that many people don't think about, including myself. You know, you guys ask me questions all the time that I like, what? Where do I even start? I've never even thought about it before.
Well, you're not just a number. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all see the same commercials on TV. We cringe when we see it because they act like they're the only ones that are fiduciaries. Everyone is obligated to be a fiduciary, big or small. So they kind of mislead you when really what happens is you go in and you're just another number.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah. And that's the difference, you know. So now we get to the fun part. We're going to kick off the seven practical steps to essentially kick off your 2026 planning more wealth style. So these are the steps that take a plan from just numbers on a page to something that actually supports your life.
The life part, not just spreadsheets and tickers, because let's be honest, spreadsheets don't cuddle with your grandkids.
Nope, they don't.
I mean, aren't they technically sheets though? Don't sheets cuddle with your grandkids?
Good one, Jacqueline.
Okay.
Jacqueline is doing the dad jokes now.
Yeah. Yes, yes, I'm stretching it.
My dad joke assistant.
All right, exactly. So step one, clarify your values. This is the foundation. So ask yourself, what truly matters to you? Is it family? Is it freedom? Giving back, you know, to some charities, peace of mind, traveling, hobbies, you know, what is that? What is it that really matters to you?
That's a great point, Shauna. And we touched on this a little bit earlier, is this is my favorite step because it's so personal. This is where the relationship lies. Everyone's what matters list looks completely different. And the same dollars mean something different to every family.
Right. I mean, one client might want to travel the world, while another one wants to make sure their grandkids get a solid education. And both are valid. Both need a plan. Neither of them is just about hitting a portfolio return.
Exactly. And we encourage our clients to actually write it down. We ask them these questions. We write it down. We want them to write it down so that we can include this in their plan. And their values guide, your values guide your entire plan.
Absolutely. And it can always change too. Nothing is permanent. We like to say you write it down in pencil. And it also helps when families disagree. You know, I want to travel. I want to save for college. Writing it down helps you see the bigger picture.
Translation, it avoids Thanksgiving dinner arguments about money, which brings me to my pet peeve. As we kick off the holiday season, listeners, be careful with family advice. Everybody is different. Everybody, just because you're in the same family doesn't mean there should be one solid piece of advice. And I know everybody's heart is in the right place and that's great. And I'm not discouraging advice. I'm just saying, be cautious, tread lightly a little bit, listen, but there is always somebody at the table who is the expert in financial advice.
Exactly. And we've seen it throughout the years with clients, whether that's their investment portfolio or how they're generating guaranteed income, or even something like Medicare. Your neighbors, your friends, they all say, this is what my plan covers. You should have this. Everyone's situation is different. So again, it comes from a good place in the heart, but you really do need to actually speak with a professional, because one person's experience is completely different because they have a whole different situation. So good job, Dad.
And it might match.
It might.
I mean, it might match what the professional is saying too. So we're not saying it's bad advice.
Right.
Just, you know, we've seen it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we listen and we don't say too much with it. You know, we don't get suckered into the argument, and inevitably it does turn into argument sometime. And I think the mistake that clients make is they say, well, this is a family member, so they must care about me more. Well, mm-hmm. I would encourage to gather all the information. Listen, gather all the information and then let it digest for a few weeks after that dinner, or mm-hmm. after you get that mm-hmm. advice. And some of it might be right on and a lot of it isn't.
And you might take those, you know, that advice into your advisor and say, hey, this is what I was told. And that way we can debunk any myths or misunderstandings and give the correct information if there's anything that's not correct, or if we might say, hey, this part's correct, but this part is way off base.
Yeah. And I would also say, you know, a holiday season, especially Thanksgiving, Christmas, they bring up a lot of emotions. And I remember that our number one rule is do not have your financial decisions made or influenced by your emotions. And so, you know, take it in, let it debrief in your head, debrief it with your financial advisor, take the emotion out of it before you make any rash decisions.
Absolutely. Good point.
And don't forget, just add alcohol.
Yeah. Watch it
explode. So Jacqueline, that's a great point.
Yeah, great point.
Great point.
Step two is to prioritize your objectives. So basically, what's a must have versus a nice to have in your retirement plan?
This one is a huge one. A lot of couples can get stressed because everything feels urgent.
Yeah, I mean, I want a vacation home, a Roth conversion, pay off mortgage by next week, right?
I think we all do.
We all do. Yep. And, you know, we help clients figure out what really moves them the needle, what's the most important, and then sequence the rest accordingly based on priority and what's actually urgent versus what we can do down the road.
Yeah. And it's amazing how much stress disappears when you can clearly see what matters most.
Yep, absolutely. Step three, define your legacy. And no, it's not just about the money that you leave behind. It can be a lot of additional things as far as your legacy goes.
Right. Like traditions, faith, charitable impact, memories. So that's your real legacy.
Yeah. And we often help clients create a plan so the legacy reflects their values, not just what someone else thinks that they should leave behind.
And it's powerful for blended families too. Clarity prevents conflict later.
Plus, it makes you sound cooler on Thanksgiving, right? So, hey, I got a legacy plan now. Pass the pumpkin pie.
Yeah. Dave and his never-ending dad jokes will never, ever let him live them down.
Absolutely not. Well, and here we go with step four. Work with a professional who sees the whole picture.
Yes. I mean, you got to look at taxes, income planning, Social Security, Medicare, estate planning. We're talking about a complete strategy, not just your investments.
And you know, it's wild how many people come to us after years with the quote unquote big firm and realize nobody's looked at all of that together.
Exactly. And our clients notice that difference immediately. They truly feel cared for, not passed from department to department.
That's why so many people tell us they learn more in two meetings with us than they did in, I don't know, 10 years with their previous advisors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll take that as a win.
Yep, we will. Step five, have a family conversation.
Cautiously.
Yeah. Some of these conversations can definitely be tough. And that's why having a neutral third party like us can really be helpful.
Yep. Otherwise, it's just passive aggressive comments about money at Thanksgiving. We've all been there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We've all been there. Exactly. And we help guide the discussion so that everyone's voice is heard and expectations are clear. Step six, you want to make sure that you are reviewing your plan annually because life changes, laws change, goals shift.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Even small changes in taxes or Social Security can have a huge impact on retirement income.
And let's be honest, life's going to throw you some curveballs. You don't want to wait until a crisis hits to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, annual reviews keep things on track and avoid any unnecessary stress. Anything that we can remove is a bonus. So, now we're going to talk about some red flags to watch out for. There's a few red flags.
So stress, confusion, mismatched risk, unclear purpose. These are warning signs that your plan may need an adjustment.
Translation, if you feel like your money is controlling you instead of the other way around, it's time to realign.
And that's where we step in, you know, before those small issues become big problems.
Absolutely. We help clients catch the issues early and make adjustments without the panic.
Or not just panic, but seeing that turkey flying across the room.
Right, Dad?
Hey, I've never done that.
I can see you doing that, though.
I've never done that. Come on. I've never done that, but I usually sit back when the arguments start. I just sit back and watch. I grab the popcorn. So yeah. Always, yeah, make sure that's part of your Thanksgiving dinner is the popcorn. Okay.
Yeah. So is it popcorn or is it pumpkin pie? Because I could see you sitting there with a whole pumpkin pie just eating right out of it.
This is
true. But to me,
but it's not about the pie.
It's about
the whipped cream.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yes. You have to have some pie with your whipped cream.
Yeah. Jacqueline, it's a little piece of pie and a bowl. You can't even see the pie because it's covered in whipped cream. Yes. True. I am not even exaggerating. No,
that's so good. So good that way. I can't wait.
And I'm not a whipped cream person, so we're opposites. He takes mine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I like homemade whipped cream. Homemade whipped cream on pumpkin pie is the best.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
But all right. Well, I feel like this could be the year someone tries to bring up Roth conversions at Thanksgiving dinner.
Tell you what, though, it's better bringing up politics.
That's true. That's true. You know, and we once had a client tell us that their family argued for about 20 minutes about whether Social Security would even exist. You know, it's just not worth it.
No, you know, what we should do. We should start offering like a More Wealth Thanksgiving survival kit. That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, but it comes with pie though, for sure. And whipped cream.
Yeah. Lots of whipped cream.
Yeah. But the first rule of that's going to be, hey, we don't talk about it until it's after dessert. We got to enjoy our food first.
Ooh.
Yeah, right.
I like that. But Dave, you'd include a dad joke in that too.
I'd include the whole book of dad jokes. Let's put it that way. That's the best time to do it is Thanksgiving.
Oh, he does actually. We actually have dad joke books around the house.
Speaking of.
Okay.
Why did the turkey join a retirement plan?
No clue.
To stop being a gobbler and start being a saver. Who wrote this? Because I didn't write this one.
You're just a stealer. See, this is Dave on Thanksgiving running away from Shauna.
Yep. Or towards Shauna when the turkey's done.
Yeah. When dinner's ready.
You are the best cook.
Thanks. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Oh, that's hilarious. Well, you know, if today's conversation resonated with you, or if you're feeling like your current plan isn't delivering the clarity or confidence you deserve, we'd love to help. You know, give us a call. We'll offer a complimentary discovery call. You can reach us at 833-4-MYWEALTH or visit us at wealthtalk.com. And you can also request a copy of my book, Retire With More. We'd be glad to send one out to you at no charge.
And don't forget to follow the podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon, or Apple Podcasts so you'll never miss an episode.
Listeners, from our family to yours, have a wonderful Thanksgiving filled with love and gratitude and lots of football and naps. And don't forget the whipped cream for the pumpkin pie.
Take care, everyone. We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in to More Wealth Retirement Talk with Shauna,
Dave,
and Jacqueline.
We hope you enjoyed the mix of financial insight,
sports wisdom,
and a few dad jokes along the way.
Join us next week for more ways to plan smart,
laugh often,
and retire with confidence. Advisory services are offered through More Wealth Partners, LLC, an investment advisory in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services are offered through More Wealth Management, LLC, an affiliated company.